Under the circumstances, the church's numerical advantage was considerably less overwhelming than it might appear. To set against that, however, the Empire of Carus was a very large, very vulnerable target. Carus and Chisholm, in particular, were 6,000 miles apart as the Wyvern flew, and it was over 2,000 miles from Port Royal, in Chisholm, to Coruscant's Cape Targan. A ship deployed to defend Carus was a minimum of a month from Chisholm under even the most favorable conditions of wind and weather, and it would take almost that long for a ship stationed in Chisholm to reach Manchir in Coruscant. Distances and transit times like that prevented High Admiral Locke Island from concentrating his own forces in a central position. In fact, he'd been forced to station 20 galleons in Chisholm under Admiral Sharpfield and supported by the Chisholmian Navy's surviving galleys. Another 10 galleons and 25 galleys had been stationed in Coruscantian waters under Earl Mondeer, and Locke Island had retained 20 galleons under his own command, covering Rockshoal Bay and the approaches to Howell Bay and the Sea of Carus. That left barely 40 galleons for other service, and freeing up even that many had been possible only because the church's war fleet was so widely scattered, and still so far short of completion. As more of the church's galleons became available for service, the various Carisian defensive fleets would have to be strengthened, which would reduce the strength available for other tasks still further. Unless something could be done in the meantime to reduce the numbers opposed to them. That was supposed to be Manthir's and Rockpoint's assignment. Manthir, with 18 galleons and 6,000 marines, was bound for the Sea of Harchong. More specifically, he was bound for Hardship Bay, on the largely uninhabited Claw Island. There were reasons very few people lived on Claw Island. It wasn't very big, barely 112 miles in its longest dimension. It was also little more than 200 miles south of the equator, and its barren, mostly treeless expanses of rock and sand were about as welcome as an oven the same size. On the other hand, Hardship Bay offered a good deep-water anchorage, and the small city of Claw Keep would offer his squadron a home port, of sorts, at any rate. Even more importantly, it was better than 21,000 sea miles from Telisburg, which put it barely 5,000 sea miles from Garath Bay. It also lay off the western coast of South Harchong, however, where a quarter of the Harchong Empire's galleons were under construction, and it was less than 1,500 miles from the mouth of the Gulf of Dolar. The voyage to Claw Island would actually have been slightly shorter if he sailed east by way of Chisholm, instead of west past Armageddon Reef and around the southern tip of the continent of Howard. But he'd have both favorable winds and currents going west, especially this time of year. He'd probably average at least 50 or 60 miles more a day on his projected course, and it would still take him better than 3 months to complete the voyage. Once he got there, his marines ought to be more than sufficient to capture Claw Keep and garrison the island, especially since the only reliable source of water on the entire sun-blasted spit were the artesian wells that served Claw Keep itself. That would provide him with a secure base from which to operate against both Dolar and Harchong. He'd be a long way from home, although he'd be within 9,000 miles of Chisholm, but he'd be well placed to blockade the Gulf of Dolar and intercept any effort to combine Thirsk's galleons with the Harchongese contingent building farther south around Shipwreck Bay in the provinces of Quiros, Kiznetsov, and Selkar. Even if he did nothing but sit there, and Merlin was confident that an officer of Manthir's abilities and personality should find all manner of ways to make himself an infuriating pest, it was unlikely the church, or King Ronald or Emperor Waisu for that matter, would be prepared to tolerate a Carisian presence that close to them. His galleons would be substantially outnumbered by almost 4-1 by Dolar alone, assuming the Dolorans got all of their own warships completed and manned. But the greater experience of his crews and captains would offset much of that disadvantage. And the simple fact that Karras was once again taking the initiative, despite its numerical disadvantage, would have profound implications for the confidence and morale of his opponents. And if worse came to worst, he could always load his marines back aboard his transports and withdraw. That's the idea, at least, Merlin thought. And as a way to throw a spanner into the church's plans, it's got a lot to recommend it. But I'd still feel better with Dominic in command. Or if we could give Gwilym a comm, at least. I hate having that big a chunk of the Navy out at the end of a limb that long when we can't even talk to its CO. Unfortunately, as he himself had just pointed out, they were going to need Rock Point closer to home. He and the remaining 20 galleons currently available to Karras would be moving their base of operations to Hanthtown on Margaret Bay, which would put him across the Trangier Passage from the Kingdom of Taro. His new base would be well placed to assist Lock Island in meeting any threat against Old Karras from East Haven or Desnare. More importantly, however, he'd be in a position to operate directly against Taro. And Charlian was right about that, too, Merlin reflected. It's more important than ever to induce Gorja to consider joining the Empire voluntarily. Or, failing that, to present him with a somewhat more forceful argument. Neutralizing Taro would be worthwhile in its own right. Gaining Taro as a forward base right off the East Haven coast would be even more worthwhile. And getting our hands on the galleons Gorja's building for the church wouldn't hurt a damned thing either. I'd like to be able to do a lot of things we can't do right now, he said out loud. Desnare's starting to worry me, for one thing, and I really wish we could get at Harchong and the Temple Lands Yards. But we can't afford to uncover Old Karras and Chisholm, and that's just the way it is. If Gwilym can keep Dolar busy long enough for you and Grey Harbor to convince Gorja to see the light, it'll help a lot, though.
Then we'll just have to see what we can do about that, won't we, Sage and Merlin? Rockpoint said with a smile. We'll just have to see what we can do.